A buyer's market. The risk of the killer intermediaries. The business world has never before seen a buyer's market on the scale of this one. Barring global economic catastrophe, it's here to stay for the imaginable future. It's no news that buyers call the shots when supply outstrips demand. And as anyone in business also knows, consumers are better informed, more skeptical, and more demanding. They can get information instantly on the internet and with more choices than ever. They're not going to buy your product if they see something more attractive. What's unique to this era is the enormous help consumers are getting from retailers. It's ironic that as the internet boom took off, one of the big buzzwords was disintermediation. Electronic commerce, it was widely believed, would erode the importance of intermediaries because producers and end users would do more and more business directly with each other. While that has indeed happened in some cases, it has been overshadowed by a far more important development. In major consumer market sectors, powerful intermediaries have created unprecedented distribution efficiencies. Ranging from huge retailers such as Walmart, Home Depot, and Europe's Carrefour, to Amazon.com and internet auctioneers in the business-to-business space, they are making life extremely uncomfortable for some producers, while making others far more efficient. The most powerful players in this shift are the so-called mass-channel retailers. According to Fortune magazine, the 10 biggest megachains in the United States account for some 80% of the average manufacturer's business, versus about 30% a decade ago. Competing fiercely to win customers with lower prices and better value propositions, they are ruthless consumer advocates. And because the fewer customers a business sells to, the more power the customer has, the big retailers increasingly control the profitability of companies and even industries that supply them. A good place to see the power of the mass channel is in Bentonville, Arkansas, Walmart's hometown, once a sleepy backwater.